USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claimed there is no immigration crisis at the U.S. southern border. North Carolina Republican Representative Madison Cawthorn on Fox News says old politics won't cut it anymore.
For this secretary, Secretary Alejandro, to be saying that this is all Donald Trump's fault, it's the classic Democrat playbook. The only way that they can actually sound as if they have an argument is if they blame Donald J. Trump.
Rep. Cawthorn says on Inauguration Day, there were more Biden supporters at the Mexico border than there were at the inauguration.
Very first time in inauguration history, there were more supporters of the president at our southern border than there were actually in attendance for the inauguration. It was a sad display.
Dr. Michael Ryan of the World Health Organization said Monday that it's unlikely that the coronavirus will no longer be an issue by the end of the year, and despite advances, the virus is very much in control. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Two chocolate chip muffins coming in. Thank you.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Hey, can someone get that?
Like at Claire's Cafe. To satisfy demand for takeout, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Senator Mitt Romney, the Republican from Utah, got stitches at a hospital in Boston, Massachusetts over the weekend after falling down and losing consciousness. Romney declined to say what he was doing when the fall took place. Romney said he is doing better. Now that there are three accusers of sexual harassment against Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo, the calls for Cuomo to step down are coming from other powerful New Yorkers. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
New York's Attorney General Letitia James announced Monday that her office would investigate allegations of sexual harassment against Governor Andrew Cuomo from two of the governor's former aides. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio told CNN that if the allegations against Cuomo are proven, he should resign.
The governor issued a total non-apology earlier, and in effect treated sexual harassment as some kind of laughing matter. It's not a laughing matter. It's not a joke. It's very, very serious stuff. And we need a full investigation. If it proves that these allegations are true, how can someone lead a state if they've done these kind of things?
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Christopher Bell is a NASCAR Cup Series racer, driving the number 20 Toyota Camry for Joe Gibbs Racing. He also is the 2017 NASCAR Camping World Truck Series champion. Motor Racing Network recently caught up with the young driver and asked him the secret of Joe Gibbs Racing's successes.
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing is just his knowledge of people and knowing how to put the right people in the right positions to do the right job. And that's something that I've always really respected Coach for is his ability to do that. He's just so sharp, and he knows his employees in and out, and you know he knows which ones are the right fit to get the job done.
After winning the last road course race at Daytona, he's now a part of the playoff hunt.
I would say for me, it's the fact that I've won now in the Cup Series, and I hope that I'm able to rattle off a couple more here. And yeah, so it's tough, you know. You're in this sport for a reason. You're kind of labeled as only as good as your last race. So right now I'm great, but last year whenever I wasn't running so well, you know, I feel like a lot of people had written me off. So it's nice to be relevant again, and I hope that I'm able to keep it up for the weeks to come.
NASCAR invades Las Vegas, Nevada this weekend, culminating with the Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube on Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. 14 games are scheduled for Tuesday as Major League Baseball spring training continues. The earlier game started at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. One late game tonight at 9:05 p.m. as National League West rivals Dodgers and Giants playing. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.